from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Are we, I think we might be having some technical issues.
Have we got everyone?
Can we hear everybody this morning?
Hello.
Yeah, we got Will.
Where's Will? Yeah. Where's Lozza?
Lozza's having some sort of she's crawling all over the bed. She's Porky Pigging it.
Yes. All of a sudden, she did
Lozza,
drop out.
Lozza, put your pants on. We could see you.
She dropped out just before we were coming back on the air.
She's gone.
Madly pointing at her ear holes.
Yes.
Which I assume means she can't hear us.
Yeah, that's
we'll push on without her.
All right, for the rest of us.
Here we go.
Let's go with this.
Top 666. Oh, Will, too early.
Damn it.
So early.
That's why I need Loz.
I know. Because at least you can blame someone else.
She's disappeared. She's gone off her screen. She's obviously having some technical issues.
She's fallen off her bed. Loz. Can you get, you got us?
Got us? She doesn't have headphones on.
She just punched through, I reckon. Coming in at number one on the top 666 this morning, Christmas Behind Bars for Demons duo who sneaked into WA.
Yeah, this is a long time in jail.
This is the story that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Yeah.
They were sentenced to 10 months and had it knocked back down to 3. Gee, Willy Winkers. It's a very expensive trip to watch a game of footy now.
Is it the Northern Territory?
No, this is the WA court hearing. They've still got to go through the Northern Territory process.
Wow. So they could be doing it all over again.
That could well get more time there.
Wow.
Falsification of documents, da-di-da-di-da.
All for a footy match.
All for a footy match.
Mm. And not and on that reputational.
With James Brayshaw and Simon Goodwin.
Yeah, he could have had a handshake with Brayshaw anywhere, anytime.
I think Loz is back with us now.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
My little everything turned off. I don't know.
All right, don't panic. You're back.
I wasn't really panicked.
No, I could tell. I could tell by the pace you were moving at that you weren't at all worried. Angie Kent's been charged with drink driving after she was pulled over leaving a picnic.
Oh.
Leaving a picnic or on the way to a picnic?
No, leaving. She said she hadn't really eaten much and had only had 2 drinks.
Well, she blew 0.8. 0.08. 0.8.
Mm-hmm.
She's dead.
So, yeah, 0.8.
0.08.
That's so,
in the old days, she would have been all right.
Just for the boys on the site, she was on Gogglebox and then The Bachelor.
That's yeah, well done.
And
well
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yes.
Yeah, she's done them all. She's done the
rounds.
She's
done it all. And Dancing with the Stars.
And she has done that too. She's made a career out of reality TV.
I haven't seen any of them.
No, I'm only familiar with her on Gogglebox. And I quite liked her on Gogglebox, but there is a point where you go, what are you doing?
Mm. Yeah.
Why are you doing all this?
Yes.
What do you want? What's wrong? Where was the trauma?
Yes.
Number 3. Oh, this was a great. Did you see any of this? Smash Mouth's frontman has immediately retired from music after a disturbing mid-concert rant was caught on camera. At one point, I mean, it's been alleged that there was a Nazi salute involved. Ooh. I feel like it was. I saw it myself. But it could have just been raising your arm up straight with your hand out.
Mm-hmm.
He has a reputation, this guy. He did some sort of, like, F COVID spiel, I think, like, at the height of COVID in the US. I saw him perform, actually, in Thornbury.
How was he?
Yeah. Pretty ordinary.
Well, he's claiming
All-Star is a great song.
And, of course, he's played the mental health card, which is such a fun card to play now. Number 4, after months of disproportionate criticism, production of the AstraZeneca vaccine in Australia will be suspended by Christmas. What does that mean? We're just going to be Moderna and Pfizer? Are we shipping any AstraZeneca in, or is that the end of AstraZeneca?
Well, I think we've been making a lot of it.
I think the reason we're
That's
Australia
what they're
is
stopping.
Nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, everybody wants the Pfizer or the Moderna.
Not me.
That's right.
Loz and I got it.
You guys both went AstraZeneca.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it has had a couple of, including a health officer, have a shot at it. Remember the bird in Brisbane?
It's been a couple of wobbles with it.
Star Trek's William Shatner blasts into space on Blue Origin rocket. We just saw him land, actually.
Yes.
The old Shat.
He said he doesn't want to ever get over it.
No. Well, at 90, you don't get over many things.
Is he 90?
He's 90.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I would love to go into space.
Oh, guys. Ben Fordham quits Australian Ninja Warrior in shock move to focus on his radio show. That's our guy, Ben.
Fordham.
Yeah, I was aware that Ninja Warrior was a pretty hectic schedule for him at the time because it was filming late into the night.
Yeah, and he does brekkie hours.
And he does proper interview the Prime Minister breakfast radio.
Probably worse hours than
we are. Talking about Angie Kent.
What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Catch the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup action live and exclusive on Fox Cricket. Available on KO, and if you're new to KO, start your free trial today. Wide World of Will time. What's happening, Will?
Thank you, Troy. Get your KO, get it sorted.
Yes.
You agree?
I agree. Couldn't agree more. Okay, you're okay?
Yes, so.
I'm all good. Am I in delay again?
You're in massive delay.
Oh, no.
You're just like a moving, wobbling head on the screen in front of me, and your lips are moving about 14 minutes after sound comes out your face.
We've got some technical challenges this week.
That's okay. So the AFL trade period, you guys will be very interested in hearing how it went yesterday.
We love the trade updates.
Jordan Dawson ended up with Adelaide, as was expected. There was a merry-go-round of ruckman in the end, so Max Lynch to Hawthorn, John Segler to Geelong, Darcy Fort to Brisbane, and Peter Laddams to Sydney. Yeah. One deal that was interesting, Jordan Clark to Fremantle. It was drawn out after what's been described as a heated phone conversation between Clark and the club's recruitment boss, Stephen Wells.
Right.
That's Geelong's recruitment boss.
Yeah.
So it was reported that Clark told Geelong if a deal couldn't get done for him to get to Freo, that he wasn't coming back to Geelong. He was going to put his foot down. And then eventually he got traded for draft picks. But there's been a couple of those standoffs between players and clubs. So Clark is lucky that his deal was able to get through.
What about the GWS guy? Did you mention him?
Bobby Hill, yeah. So he was one that was left in limbo. He wanted to get to Essendon, so from the Giants to Victoria.
And how did that go?
Didn't get done in the end.
Right.
They had to stand firm, the Giants. So
because they're going to make him see out his contract, and he does not want to be there by the sounds of it.
Yeah, for personal reasons. So hope he's doing okay, Bobby. So that's the end of the trade period, and that's the end of AFL news for basically the rest of the year.
All right. Well, we look forward to February, March.
In the NRL, the Dolphins have been confirmed as the Queensland-based side that will enter the competition in 2023. They'll be the 17th club. They look like they're going to retain most of the identity of the existing club in Redcliffe, but they won't be called Redcliffe. They're thinking they're going to broaden the appeal and name something like Moreton Bay Dolphins or River City Dolphins. Sun State Dolphins has also been floated.
So we've now got Townsville, the Gold Coast team, the Titans, the Broncos. And so you've got four teams coming out of Queensland.
Four Queensland teams, which seems about right for a state that's so heavily invested in the NRL. They've produced some great Queensland and Australian players over the years. The Dolphins, including Arthur Beetson and Petro Sivanisiva.
Sivanisiva. And he was unbelievable, Sivanisiva.
And Wayne Bennett, the veteran super coach, has agreed to terms to coach the side. So he's allegedly signed a contract for the first two seasons with an option to coach a third in 2025. He'll be 75 by the time that wraps up.
So he'll do a year of development with them and, you know, list management and putting it all together. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better bloke to be at the helm of a club for their first couple of years. It was like when Sheedy went to GWS. So.
Mm.
Exactly the same as that, pretty much. And in the NBA, this is an interesting test case for what's going to happen here potentially, because we know Victoria have harsh vaccine laws coming into play soon. The Golden State Warriors, Andrew Wiggins, received a COVID vaccine after he was originally hesitant. He applied for a religious exemption, but the NBA denied that
request. A religious exemption?
That's one of the reasons an NBA player wanted.
What a religious exemption?
I'm not sure.
Get the jab.
You should be punished.
Oh, my God.
And anyway, he's ended up getting it because the NBA reviewed and denied the request. And then Kyrie Irving is another big name on
the
vaccination front.
Has the Pope made any official comment on vaccines? Seriously, has he?
I've not heard.
I know where he stands on birth control. Mm. Has he made any comment about vaccines?
Missed that media release if that's happened.
Can you Google Frank vaccine comment and see what comes up?
Frank. Well, does he not take Panadol then? Does he not take aspirin?
No,
okay. For religious exemptions?
Someone's come to life.
It's believed that 95% of the NBA is vaccinated. That's the threshold, I think, at the moment. And Kyrie Irving is one where the team has effectively said, if you don't get vaccinated, you're not going to play. So he plays for the Brooklyn Nets, meaning that he's New York-based, obviously. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And a similar thing might end up happening in the AFL. Hopefully most of the competition is vaccinated by the time it rolls around next year.
I think what we're finding is that the anti-vax group has a disproportionate sized voice to the actual size of the community.
With those sort of numbers, absolutely.
I just don't think there's as many anti-vaxxers as the Murdochs would have you believe there are.
Well, what about Canberra reaching 98% or something?
Double-vaxxed. Double-vaxxed or single-vaxxed?
No, they've had 98% one dose, but they're on track.
On the way.
That's unbelievable.
They're on their way to having 98% of their population double-dosed.
Good on you, Will. That is the Y Word of Will.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.